Marianne Combs is here. She writes the State of the Arts blog for NPR News, and she brings us the Weekend Arts Roundup every Thursday morning. Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Yes.
Big day for Germany versus USA. It's going to be on a lot of people's minds today. But the weekend kind of starts today, tomorrow,
yes.
And we have arts things going on.
Exactly.
Much to look forward to. What do you have here for us?
Okay. First off, it's gorgeous outside.
And, big time.
And, you know, in the summer, it's a hard time when you want to, like, you're pulled to go see a show, but it's indoors, and you're like, but it's gorgeous outside, and how much longer are we going to have this fabulous weather? So, mm-hmm. Here's your solution. Love's Labor's Lost. It's Shakespeare. It's outdoors. It's free.
Well, Shakespeare in the Park in the summertime is just one of the great things about being alive, isn't
exactly.
it? You know?
Exactly. And so this is presented by Classical Actors Ensemble, and they have performances on Friday night at Hillcrest Knoll Park in St. Paul, and Saturday night at Lake of the Isles in Minneapolis, and then Sunday night they're back in Highland Park in St. Paul. So three opportunities to see Shakespeare in a park
nice.
On a beautiful evening.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's my vote. Then it's Pride Weekend.
That's
Hello.
Right. Hello, so, it's Pride Weekend.
So there's going to be at Intermediate Arts, there's the annual Queertopia Cabaret Celebration of Queer Love. This year's theme is Queer Revolution. And they say join local queer artists for an eclectic evening of performance. It's determined to put a little more love and celebration into your pride, featuring performers like Katie Burgess and Nicole Smith, Chitra Vairavan. There's going to be dance. There's going to be theater. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be a lot of great positive energy. And that's at Intermediate Arts in Minneapolis. It's co-sponsored by Bedlam Theater, and it's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30. So, that's
should you want to be indoors?
Should you want
There's
to?
Yes, that.
Yes, exactly. But it'll feel like outdoors. It'll be so much great energy.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. And then here's this cool show over at the Minnesota Museum of American Art. It's called the 2014 Minnesota Biennial, and a biennial. Is the purpose of a biennial is often to like take the pulse of an art scene. So this is the Minnesota Biennial. So they're looking at they're taking the pulse of the Minnesota art scene. And so what they put out an open call, got all these submissions from artists, and they picked what they thought was the best of the best, and they put it together in this group show.
I always wondered what a biennial was.
See, there you go.
It's something that happens
every
2 years.
Yes, although it hasn't happened for 6 years. But you know, they used to do this every 2 years, and then the Minnesota Museum of American Art they don't have their big space anymore, and they were without a space for a while, but now they've got their small space, and hopefully they're going to have a big space again. But right now they're doing a biennial, but you know, it's
cool.
A really cool show, has great work by some big hitters in town, including Andrea Stanislav, Gregory Euclid, Maren Kloppman. And so we're looking at like 3D visual art, ceramic art. But then we have other artists that, you know, whose work I hadn't seen before. And I was really impressed by, there's this one called Self Portrait that involves like an industrial magnet, and it can hold like, you know, how many hundreds of pounds or thousands of pounds? It's hanging from the ceiling, and then they have a piece of steel, a chunk of steel coming up from the floor, and it's being tied to the floor, but it's floating in space because of that magnet pulling on it.
Whoa.
And it's very cool.
That sounds cool.
Yes, it's very cool. And then there's another piece that it's a bed, and it has, you know, four people could sleep in it. And it's on the floor, and there's a blanket, and there are a couple of light bulbs on, and then there are some cross-stitch needlepoint stuff hanging on the wall that you could do if you want. And here's the deal. So you climb into the bed. The sensors on the blanket notice that you are getting into the bed, and so the lights come on. And then for the next 10 minutes, the bed warms up. Well, if you look at the quilt on the bed, it's a graph of global warming. And so it's heating up. In 10 minutes, the equivalent of it's going to heat up over a certain period of time on the planet. So you get to actually experience the heat, how the temperate climate is going to change by laying in that bed. And then the needlepoint cross-stitch stuff that's on the wall, mm-hmm. They're all the names of different hurricanes that you're cross-stitching. So it's just this great kind of participatory, let's feel and experience what's going on with climate change and talk about it. And so a really cool piece.
These are just, you know, you've just named two of the artists, but there's a whole bunch of artists. Again, it's like a
Absolutely.
Slice of the Minnesota art scene.
You got it.
As it stands right now.
Photography, beadwork, sculpture, ceramics. It's just a really nice, cross section of what's going on in Minnesota.
Which is cool because, you know, we know we have a fantastic arts scene. We just sort of take that for granted, but mm-hmm. to actually find out what is going on in the mm-hmm. arts scene, you can all see it and you can see it in sort of in one place.
Kind of a nice reminder, a refresher on what's going on.
A sampling platter.
Yeah, and what was interesting is I was talking to the curator and she said that, you know, it's interesting to take a look because you start to see what are trends or what sets us apart from other scenes like New York and LA.
Mm-hmm.
So one is like our connection to the land and the environment, and we seem to be very caught up with that as compared to other scenes. And then also we're obsessive. It's like this obsessive compulsive desire, like the handwritten, you know, that the work that's constantly repetitive. We do all this really intense work, and she's like, I don't know if it's because of the winters or if it's because of our Puritan work ethic, but we just work this stuff to the bone. So yeah,
that's very interesting.
It shows up in our artwork too.
Yeah, very cool. So that is taking place again.
At the Minnesota Museum of American Art. It's on display until August 3rd, and that's right downtown on the Green Line in St. Paul.
And when does it start?
It's already open.
It's already open.
It's open and ready for you and waiting.
Fantastic. Thank you, Marianne.
My pleasure.
As always. Marianne Combs joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup of Thursday mornings. And she writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org. See you next time.
We are doing our 5-4-3-2-1 giveaway for Ray LaMontagne tickets with Hamilton Lighthouser and Bell Brigade at Northrop Auditorium this weekend. That's Saturday night. And so we are up to Thursday, which means we have second row tickets for you. You just have to be the 10th caller, 651-989-4893. We'll hook you up with tickets for Ray LaMontagne.
And Hamilton Lighthouser. Good luck as we listen to some music here of this band, Fox, P-O-H-X. They're out of Madison, Wisconsin. It's called Slow Motion on the Current.